Blog Talk Radio.
The blood that Jesus shared for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gave me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Let me say that again. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gave me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Praise the Lord, everybody out there. Amen. We thank and praise God for you all listening in to today. Amen. Elder Ernest Brightson, an evangelist here in Tampa, Florida, and an evangelist and teacher. We thank and praise God today for all of you listening in today. Praise God. And letting you know that God loves you. We give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. You know that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things beneath earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Praise God. We see here today that Jesus is Lord. Jesus said, I'm he. He said, if you don't believe that I'm he, you're going to die in your sins. I just thank and praise God for his precious blood of Jesus Christ. That precious blood. I was thinking the other day about the blood of Jesus. How they kneeled. I was envisioned it in my head. Amen. And as I was envisioned it in my head, praise God, we see here how he was nailed to the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. Spike in his leg. And then they pierced him in his side. And all the blood that came from him for my sake. Amen. For your sake. For everybody. Amen. We see how that God, hallelujah. Amen. You know, how God himself. Amen. You know, you think about how Jesus, that body, that son, the son of God, amen, who was God in flesh, amen, came and did it. You know that something, Buddha, Confucius, and all those other religions and so forth, amen, they didn't go through all this. But I just thank and praise Jesus. Thank and praise the Lord God. Or, for that sacrifice. Amen. All those other sacrifices that they had, amen, that remembers of. Like bullocks and all those things that they had in under Judaism and under the law, we see that, amen, God remembered those things, amen. But under the blood of Jesus, praise God, you know, there is no more remembrance of it, your sins and so forth. So therefore, today, friend, amen, he take away the Adamic sin, praise God, amen. And then if you confess your faults and you confess, all right, he could take away all those sins that you committed when you did willfully things. And we just let you know that Jesus loves you and he cares about you. You know what? I just think about the love of Jesus, how he saved my soul. Oh, I just thank him for the Holy Ghost, praise God. Amen. I just thank him, amen, for being spiritually led, praise God. I just thank him, praise God, for the Lord Jesus Christ. I give honor to all our the pastors, all those apostolic pastors that is preaching the truth. I give honor most, like I say, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to give honor to our Apostle C.A. Cowart, great man of God, great teacher, praise God. Give honor amen, to our great presider, Bishop R.J. McLeod. Give honor to our bishop and pastor of Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way, here in Tampa, Florida, amen, located on Island 22nd, Bishop Adrian M. Shaw. Give honor to them all, praise God, and all the other ones, and Bishop Brookshaw. We give honor to him today, praise God, all the bishops and elders in Church of God, the Bible Way. And we thank and praise God for all those elders and bishops that is preaching the truth, the apostolic doctrine, the teaching of the apostles' doctrine. We thank and praise God. Well, today, friend, we're talking about the remission of sin. Remission of sin. How could you get remission of sin? Amen. See, we see here that you could get remission of sin. Even Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, praise God. And, you know, and also he said, repent and be thou converted. See, you know, see, that's what you have to have. You need to be converted, praise God. But the remission of sin, praise God, the scripture says here in Hebrews, we're going to read the latter part of it, where it says in the 22nd verse, it says, and without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Think about that, friend. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. See, praise God, though the priesthood, they sprinkle, the priest went, the high priest went in once a year, under Judaism, under the law, and he had blood for himself and also for the people, praise God, and he sprinkled it over the mercy seat. And I'm letting you know today, amen, that's a figure of what's to come. So we see that all that was done. And I was telling a person the other day, I say, if you want to understand the scripture, all right, you got to look for Jesus within it. When you see Jesus within it, amen, the scripture as it is coming all through the law, amen, and all the things that they was doing, amen, it pointed to the shedding of blood of Jesus. Amen. And so I thought about that. I looked at that thing, and I can imagine how he suffered and died for our sins. I thought about how he was going through all this, the things that, you know, and I looked at the law, and Jesus made a statement. He said, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify me. In other words, all the under the law, what they was doing up under the law, praise God, we see, amen, it was testifying of Jesus Christ. It was making a confession of Jesus Christ. We see here that all that was done until Jesus Christ came and fulfilled all the law. And we see here today, praise God, how precious. I was thinking how precious the blood of Jesus Christ is. Amen. And I made a mention that when the blood shed from him and fell on the ground, amen, on the dirt, where man was made from, the dirt, from the, some people say, amen, some people, well, the Bible said, from the dust of the earth. And then there's another saying, from black mud, all right? In other words, you know, clay, you can't make clay functionable until you put some water to it, right? So in other words, amen, I heard some people say, amen. I think even some of the Muslims say out of the Quran, it says black mud. But we see here today that when God blew into him, as he formed Adam, he blew into him the breath of life, the inspiration, the breath of life. Amen. And we see here, nobody, no other animal. That God told me, said, what about outer space? I said, well, one thing about man, he's made in the image of God. Come on now. So we see here today, amen, that you got Jesus. Amen. Jesus in the scripture, if you see the scripture, amen, and you look at it just right, you see it how it comes Christ. It points to Christ. So he says, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, for they are they that testify of me. All right, so there it is talking about it. The lamb tied in the bush talks about Jesus. Melchizedek, it talks about Jesus. In other words, what I'm saying by that, it all points to Jesus. All right, all of the sacrifices, the bulls, the bullocks, the pigeon doves, and all those different things, amen, it points to Jesus, praise God. So we see him. In order to have remission of sin, praise God, you got to look to Jesus. You got to come to Jesus because, you know, people don't understand that you got to come to Jesus. Now, praise God, as we go on, as we see here today, you got to come to Christ in order to be saved. And I want you to, you know, we'll stay on this for another week, praise God, amen. And from Hebrews 9 and 10, all right, Hebrews 9 and chapter 10, well, I mean, those two chapters, you want to read more into it and get more insight into it, Paul breaks it down, praise God. And we see that you got to have the blood of Jesus, amen. There's no remission of sin without him, praise God. And then another chapter in the Old Testament, read Isaiah 53, amen. And you see that that is those chapters, and it talks about Jesus being the sin bearer. I mean, let us go over there for a minute. Let's get that for a minute. Amen. It says here, it says, whom have believed our report? And that's what you got to believe. And whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Meaning, whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? We see that the scripture tells us God looked and searched everywhere. And he found there was no man. All right. Amen. And we see here where the arm of the Lord is Jesus, praise God. We see that. That's what it's talking about. Amen. But look what it says. It says he should grow up before him as a tender plant and a root out of dry ground. As a root out of dry ground. Amen. Listen. He had no form of comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. Isn't that something? Amen. Now, look what it says in the third verse. It said, he was despised and rejected a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And it says here, amen, and we hid as if it was our face from him, spies, and we esteemed him not. And surely he bore our grief and carried our sorrows. Look at that. Jesus did. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. That's something. Look what it says, the fifth verse, okay? But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was chastised chastisement of our place was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I always say, Lord, I'm healed by your stripes. And that was that. Amen. All we are like sheep gone astray, everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him, who? Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Amen. You need to read that. Praise God. You need to read Isaiah 53. It talks about Jesus. Amen. I want to go down here to the 10th verse as it says. It says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He put him to grief. Yes. And look what it says. Look what it says. When thou shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. That's something, brother. That is something. Now, look what I want to get to right here. Look what it says. He should see the travail of his soul. Talking about God going to see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. See, with that blood sacrifice that Jesus poured out by dying and what he did, amen, you know, God will be satisfied. Look what it says here. Look what it says. It says, by his knowledge shall the righteous servant, shall my righteous servant testify many. Thank you, God. Because he, all the things I've done, all the things I've did, praise God, amen, you know, guess what? I could be justified. I have a chance to be justified. Look at that. Praise God. So it said, by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. Amen. That could be you and me, praise God. Now watch this, what it says. It says this, for he shall bear their iniquities. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of the Lord Jesus. People just don't understand that Jesus paid it all for us, praise God. People don't understand remission of sin. Friend, if you want your sins remitted, you better look to Jesus. Now, one interesting thing I always like to bring in, you know, it shows like Jesus made a statement here in St. John 3. And let me get to it here. Praise God. It talks about, okay. This is what it says. In St. John 3:14, he said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so much must the Son of Man be lifted up. Talking about Jesus. Okay, now look what it says here. It says here, he said, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you remember back in Numbers 21, that was a time, praise God, that God led these people into this area, and these fiery serpents was biting them. As they was being bit, people was dying. I don't know, was it hemotoxic snakes or was it neurotoxic snakes or whatever was biting them, but it was a fiery serpent because they were feeling the burning of it, and they called it the fiery serpents. Okay, now watch this here. Okay, Jesus goes back to that. He goes back to and tell that the serpents in the wilderness, and how he was being bit. Okay, and guess what? God told me, God went to Moses. Moses went to God and prayed, and God told him what to do. All right, because see, the people had confessed their sin. They had confessed. They knew they had did wrong. They knew they was complaining. They knew they was murmuring against God and Moses, and they knew these things. Okay, so they had to come to Moses and confess. All right, you know, in other words, they had to confess because they knew they was doing this. All right, but God, Moses go to God, and God gave him the solution. God told him to go put a stake, all right, a pole, and put this brass serpent, this brass snake around it. And you know what? That's why the medical field used that all the day. Some of you don't know that. That is the reason why the medical field got that on their jackets. This stake with the snake around it, and then that's why the medical field, that's where they get that from. So we see here today, praise God, why? Because people want remission. See, in other words, remission of sin. If you had cancer, you want remission. You have AIDS, you want remission. You have hepatitis, A, B, or C, or whatever it is, amen, you want remission. If you have diabetes, amen, whatever, A, B, C, diabetes, amen, you want to be in remission. You have leukemia, you want remission, praise God. So you want remission. But Jesus says, amen, Jesus says this. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so much the Son of Man be lifted up. All right? Why? And that whomsoever believing in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Then it goes on to, everybody familiar with this verse. It said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believing in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then it said, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him, look what it said, might be saved. All right? He that believed on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. So if there were people out there in that wilderness, if they didn't look up at that serpent on that stick that Moses put up there, amen, that brass serpent, they died. They could say, oh, you know, some people could have complained and say, oh, Moses don't know what he's doing. What are you doing putting that stake up there, that brass stake up there on that pole? But if they didn't believe, if they didn't look up and believe, they would die. All right? The same thing today. If you don't look up into Jesus and believe in Jesus Christ, trust in him, and repent of your sins, go down in water baptism in Jesus' name. That's the obedient part when you go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Because, see, let me tell you something. All right? It's not good enough just to hear the word, but you got to hear it. All right? But you got to believe it, amen, and be obedient. All right? A lot of people can't get remission because they don't want to be obedient. Some don't even want to hear. Some don't want to believe. But if you don't be obedient to the word of God, amen, you ain't going to make it, amen. So the scripture tells us, amen, you know, repent and be baptized, every one of you, not some of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. All right? Be obedient to it. Be obedient. Let's go down and ask the preacher to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Not the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Not the words of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the only baptism other than the baptism of repentance you see in the Bible. Praise God. Amen. And well, you see other ones, you know, Moses going through the Red Sea. That is a type of baptism in itself. But we see here today that Jesus Christ is the way. And he said, I am the way. Now, if I want to go anywhere else, I want to go the way Jesus goes. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So I'm letting you know today, friend, if you want to receive the remission of sin, amen, you need to come to Christ. Amen. Let Christ help you, friend. Amen. A lot of guys are too proud. Those who believe is just weak and all that kind of stuff. I heard a guy say that. And then the next thing you know, I see him, the police after him, and he hiding and he going around. And, you know, I say, man, what kind of rest is that? You know, you can't have no rest and doing stuff like that. Amen. But it's time for you to believe in Jesus Christ and trust in him as your Lord and Savior. And let God bless your soul, praise God. A lot of people want to say, well, I want to do this and I do this. You know, you cannot be saved if you're doing all kinds of crazy things and even professing to be saved. That ain't right. You know, you got to come to you. The Bible says repent. And see, if we confess our sin, that's what the scripture tells us. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And see, the thing is, a lot of people don't want to confess. Now, if truth, you know, everything going to fall but the truth, brother. All right? The truth is, I told a guy the other day, I think I mentioned this before, I told him, say, you're an alcoholic. You're a crack addict. And he looked at me. I ain't know him that much. Okay. And he said, you're the real preacher. How you know that? Y'all had the people to say that. He said, because I told him, I said, you know, you throw your money away. All right. You get a check, you say, but you throw it away. You might as well throw it into the fire. You need to come to Christ and let God help your soul. praise God. You let him bless your mind and keep you. All right? But a lot of people don't want to do that. They think, oh, I could do it this way, I could do it. It ain't no simple way. You know, the simplest way is coming to Christ and let him change your life. Let him bless your soul, friend. And I'm letting you know that God cares for you. And I love you too. I care about people. You know, I care about people's souls. And that's why I preach. I've been preaching for over 30-some years. I was on television here in Tampa. Praise God. Amen. But God always got a better way. But I'm letting you know today that you could be saved, friend. You can have the Holy Ghost. You can let God bless your soul. But for remission of sin, and like I said, we're going to be going through Hebrews, amen, the 9th and 10th chapter, amen, coming up this coming Thursday, and as we go through that. But without this, the shedding of blood, Jesus had to shed blood. All those things that they were doing in the temple, praise God. You know, could you imagine how bloody that temple was? Amen, they're killing bulls and bullocks and lambs and, you know, all those sheep and all that. They go in there and they was killing them, amen, you know, and sprinkling the blood for the mercy seat. The preacher going there once a year. That had to be a scene, man. That had to be a real scene to see that happening, praise God. And, you know, that all points to Jesus Christ. And, you know, Jesus died on that cross, praise God. He died at Calvary on that cross, and when they put nails in his hand, spike in his feet, and then they pierced him. Out of his side came what? Blood and water. And we see here that Jesus died for our sins. Oh, how precious that blood is! Oh, how precious the blood is. The blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The blood, how he died and suffered for us, praise God. We see it today, praise God. There's no remission of sin without his blood. All right? Now, he died and came through all 42 generations. Amen. And we see here today that Jesus, he died for you and for me. Praise God. We thank and praise God for his goodness. You know what? Amen. If you're into the city of Tampa, come out to see us. Tampa, Florida. Amen. We're on the corner of Osborne and 22nd. The address is 4711 North 22nd Street here in Tampa, Florida. Our zip code is 33610. Amen. You can always write us, praise God. And we thank and praise God for all of you out there, you know, and letting you know that we care about your soul. You know, a lot of people are empty, and they're having a problem. Amen. And I spoke last week, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Amen. You got to receive the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Spirit. If you haven't got it, you know, I dare you to get down on your knees many times you can and just call on the name of Jesus. And let him bless your soul, praise God. Just call on the name of Jesus, and we see that he could save your soul. Amen. But next week we're going to continue this. Amen. Amen. Remission of sin. Amen. How? Hallelujah. We see here today that we got to go on, and we thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. And God loves you. Wants to see you see. It's remission of sin. You can read Acts 10:43 also. Amen. And you can see you need the remission of sin. God wants you to have remission of sin. If you don't have it today, he can give it to you. Amen. You have to believe, trust in him, and be obedient to the word of God. Be obedient to Acts 2:38, praise God. Let people know. Amen, that God loves you. Amen. I'm not asking you for no money. Amen. But I want you to see you saved.
Yes, sir.
We thank and praise God. The song is, the blood that Jesus gave, died, I shed for me. That was it. Way back on Calvary, oh, the blood that gave me strength.